I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. The program is called Side Hustle School. I've got a great question for you today from a listener, and I'm just so excited about this new year, by the way. If you are listening in real time, you know we are beginning a new year, and I'm just such a big fan of using this season for momentum and motivation. I do this myself. Like, I've been working on something for 3 months now that I'll be publishing soon. Really excited about that. Just trying to get the year started off well. So I encourage you to join me and lots of other listeners in making a plan for the year and trying to take action to get closer to something that's important to you. Okay? So that's why this listener question is timely. She's going to explain more. But in short, like, when you have a plan and something else happens along the way, you know, specifically, you start getting related offers that are not quite your intended business model. You know, what do? Right? Do you stick with the plan or do you accept those other offers? It's such an interesting question because it could go either way, right? Like, you often hear, you know, famous stories of each argument, you know, a story that supports one side of the argument or another. Let's just take Amazon for an example. You know, Amazon.com, in lots of ways, they've been very successful because of a relentless focus on their plan. But, you know, at the same time, Amazon Web Services, also known as AWS, you know, that's their most profitable division. Their most profitable division doesn't come from e-commerce. It comes from hosting cloud services, you know, all kinds of stuff online, which was never the plan in the beginning, right? But obviously, it's been a good diversion for them, or at least a good detour in some ways. So how does the average person, you know, that's not Jeff Bezos or Amazon.com, whoever's running that now, how does the average person who doesn't have access to lots of money and a big team make this kind of decision? Let's consider it from the perspective of Kara, our listener. Her detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, my name is Kara, and I'm from Indiana. I'm starting my side hustle. It's a videography business focusing on short family documentaries. I have a pretty clear idea of my niche, which I understand can be difficult for some people. When I share my business plans with others, they react favorably, but they also often suggest additional opportunities for me to use my video camera, sound equipment, and editing software. Sometimes solicited, sometimes not. Things like sports reels for kids trying to get scholarships, funeral slideshows, podcasts. I even got an offer to record a training course for someone. Because I'm relatively inexperienced, would it be wise to accept any offers? Or can I just stick to focusing on my niche, even if it takes a little longer to build my skills? Thanks for taking my question, Chris. I read your book, Side Hustle, and I've also learned a lot from your podcast.
Hey, Kara, as I said, great question. So glad you're joining us for this new season, and I'm excited for, you know, all that happens in your business this year. Let us know what happens so that we can get you on the podcast as a featured story before the end of the year. And as for this question, I mean, so many listeners struggle with this. Let's separate a couple of things right from the top. Let's separate other people's ideas from what is actually coming in terms of a real offer. I love how Kara said some of these ideas are solicited and others are not. You know, that's how people are whenever you tell them about your business. They're like, hey, what about this? What if you did this as well? And that's not always super helpful, okay? Real offers, it sounds like she's got at least one real offer. You know, that is worth looking at. And if Kara had a whole bunch of these ideas coming forward as actual offers, that would be one thing. But here I think most of them are just suggestions or like, why don't you try this and so on. And the thing is, I think she already has a great idea. In her own words, it's pretty clear what her niche is. You know, these short family documentaries. Sounds good to me. I love the specificity of it. So if she wanted to be a videographer of all trades, you know, then maybe those other directions would be worth pursuing. But honestly, based on what we have here, Kara, I think you stick with your vision. It doesn't mean you don't do that one offer that's a, you know, a training course. You know, if you're walking along and you see money lying on the street, you know, why not pick it up? That's what I say sometimes. But that's different from pursuing, you know, a dozen different directions. I would not branch out to try to do everything. As you know from reading Side Hustle, you're going to be much more successful with a more narrow focus. And you've got that focus. So good luck. Let's all make it a great 2022. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Keep me posted. I'll report back to you. Let me know. We're going to feature them throughout the year along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Super excited, super grateful for you. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.